The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
1-866-233-0747. Welcome back to Hour 2. Welcome back to Hour 2. Again, if you'd like to call in and be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. Talking about what happens when you get around people that just talk defeatism, just can't stand being around them. So I put up a post on my Facebook, and I said, you know what, to all my friends, got about 100 and some thousand friends, don't know the exact number, but I just basically told them, if you're going to post defeatism, find another website. You can all gather together and be a bunch of losers together. That's not what we're made out of in this country. And so what I've been talking about, namely right at the tail end of the last hour, is the fact that God will curse a nation. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And yes, friends, He will do that. As a matter of fact, don't look at God as being the bad guy or the bad God in this particular situation. You made your choice, and you know that you're going to eat the fruit of your own consequence, whether to be good or evil. I call heaven and earth before you, that I lay a blessing and a cursing. Therefore, choose life and not death. Deuteronomy 30:19. I mean, friends, it's our choice. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey. His servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Go over to James 1:18, I believe it is. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he's tempted of God that God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust, and when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth
death.
So you're making your choice. You're going to eat. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap, Galatians 6. Okay? But let's turn this, okay? What about those that obey, those that are in Christ? What about those guys? Well, they're blessed. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the law. For the law of the spirit of life, I'm sorry, the flesh. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free. King James Version, hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. So when we look at the promises of God, because we can see that God, even under judgment, blesses the obedience. And the obedient. Just look at Noah. Remember when the floods came in to judge the ungodly? Well, that judgment floated Noah's boat. Mm-hmm. So again, if you read Leviticus 26:40-46, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. He promised that he would be with us in the midst as well. Well, what happens to a nation? I'm going to give you some information that you probably didn't know. But what happens when he actually blesses his obedient in the midst of judgment? Well, did you know just recently, friends, 300 illegal immigration protests took place across America with another 350 additional protests in progress. I bet you didn't hear about that. No, of course you didn't, because the state-run media doesn't want you to know about that. Shut the television off. 650,000 people unified under God to protest this criminal administration concerning life and protesting this criminal administration concerning the murder of the innocent in the womb. Proverbs 6:17. Thousands protested homosexual marriage. As a matter of fact, it was numbered at 10,000 people were protesting this criminal administration and the Supreme Court concerning the homosexual issues. Rightly called crimes against nature. Romans 1:24. 500,000 people gathered in commemoration of the Martin Luther King Jr. speech in Washington, D.C. You know what the state-run media reported? Thousands showed up.
Yeah.
See, now, friends, I understand the importance of reporting the news, and I agree with reporting the news wholeheartedly, but the American people need to respond in such a way that will turn the hand of God in our favor rather than the American people turning the other cheek only to watch this country waste away under judgment. Now, I believe it was Abraham Lincoln, again, love him or hate him, that was right when he said, listen, it's not my concern that I'm on God's side. I'm concerned that God's on my side.
That's right.
And he understood that, right? But America, you still have the freedom to do the right thing, and the right time to do the right thing is right now. It's time for a kairos and a chronos moment where God meets man.
Yep.
The book of Acts. And as William Cullen Bryant rightly stated, truth crushed through the earth will rise again. And friends, I want to tell you something. There are those that are on the rise across this country, and you're probably not hearing about it through the state-run media because you're looking to the wrong resource, sonsoflibertymedia.com, which is the right one. They don't want you to know that we're unified. They don't want you to know that we're unified. They want you to believe that we're divided so they can conquer. That's the only way they can get anything done, is if you believe their lies and that you allow yourself to be divided. We're all united on the same principles, the Bible and the Constitution.
And, you know, you have to keep in mind, too, when we're talking about when we get all these different struggles and adversities that come our way, listen, they're only there. For example, the Chinese have a word, you know, crisis, but to them it has two different meanings. It means danger or opportunity. And I believe you wrote about just recently about let's have this time that we're living in be the best time to be able to prove our God, that he'll show up strong on behalf of those who fear him, those that love him. So when we're looking at what we have going on in the world, it's our mindset that needs to be in the right way. We can look at the word crisis and we can think, oh, danger. Or we can say, God's people shine best in the dark. This is our greatest opportunity to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ across this nation
to a
world who is dying literally to hear it. They're hopeless. We bring hope to the hopeless. They're hungry.
And it sickens me that there's so many that are willing to go to the mission fields to preach a gospel that they can't preach in their own backyard.
Yeah, that's right.
How does that work, friends?
It doesn't. We have to take care of things at home before we can go out and preach anybody
else. It shows you what sort of men you're dealing with if that's the case. Listen, I love America enough to enjoy its freedoms, but I don't love it enough to actually stand up and fight for it. Hey, you know what? We don't need your kind here. See ya. Bye. But as Steph just said, and I was stating, there are those that are on the rise. And friends, I want to say this to you. You don't want to miss your opportunity to prove your God and make his story. Because I say now is the time, united we stand or divided we fall. And that is the facts.
Yep.
AccuJack.
That's right.
And, and I think that the importance here is people need to understand their history.
That's right. You know, a man named Stephen Covey, he said, just as we develop our physical muscles through overcoming opposition, such as lifting weights, we develop our character muscles by overcoming challenges and adversity. And we've talked about that many times. What happens when we look at, for example, teams and coaches? We look at coaches who are, you know, hard on their teams and they have to put the weight of opposition, literally physical weights against their
bodies. No, they don't.
Make them stronger.
I thought what they did is they gave them Twinkies, a six-pack of Mountain Dew, and they told them to sit in front.
And then they became state champions
television.
Like that.
Exactly.
Right. But when we look at that, we got to look at our times and our opportunities. And so many times it's hard when you're faced with different, you know, challenges and adversities that come before you. We have to say, listen, this is my opportunity to prove my God. This is my opportunity to grow in grace.
Esther.
Yeah, and this is my opportunity to really, you know, see what the Lord can do. Because if we look at any situation and think that we can do it in our own strength, then we're relying upon ourselves and not upon God. If we look at it and we say, I can't do this, with God all things are possible.
Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. We'll be right back after this break. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 8th, 2014, gold opened at $1,313.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,360.104, $680.52 for half ounce, or $340.26 for quarter ounce. That's $1,360.104, $680.52, and $340.26.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By the way, friends, just wanted to let you know that we appreciate the first day that we launched sonsoflibertymedia.com. 9,000 unique visits. So not doing too bad again.
Amen.
First day. We just launched it on Wednesday. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, again, we just want to tell you thank you for making us the number one radio show on GCN Saturdays. And the second hour, we're actually placed in number two from a guy that's been here for 13 years.
That's right. You know, I also want to say about Sons of Liberty Media, the website, people are always wondering, or they say, you know, so what can we do? They're saying, you know, so we know what the problems are. What can we do to get involved? Listen, it would be a great thing to jump on Sons of Liberty Media, read the articles, the ones that you like, share them with your friends. Then their friends share them with more friends, and we get the truth out there, you know, like wildfire. All it takes is a little spark to ignite a flame and for people to be well-informed, not misinformed. I think it was Mark Twain has said, if you read the newspapers, you're going to be misinformed. If you don't read the newspapers, you're going to be uninformed. Well, we want you to be informed, but in truth. And then we want you to be motivated to action and have hope with what you're seeing as well.
And that's why the law drives you to the foot of the cross,
right,
where can do no more, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. And when you're born of the Spirit, John 3:3, he's the empowering. He's the one that makes it a work of faith with power. Why? Because it's a labor of love and a work of faith.
That's exactly
love
right.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 5:5 then, and then I went over to Thessalonians, and then I went to the Second Thessalonians. I've been reading the whole New Testament again. I'm almost through the whole thing again.
That's very
cool. I feed on the Word all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what it is. What you put in is exactly what you're going to get out. And I'm not using that in a carnal sense. I'm just saying that we feed on the bread of life, and guess what comes out of that? Well, we get to see the Christ always in operation.
You got to be filled up before you can be poured out. That's exactly why he's filled
you
up.
Are
Isn't that just
so,
what you were trying to say?
You are.
Oh, we're so connected.
You are so on top. And I've said this before too, Steph. It's just sometimes you make me feel so, you know, your light is so bright at times. You just.
I really try to hold myself back and tone myself down.
Well, I appreciate that.
So I'm not like a blaring sunshine in here.
Well, what makes me feel good about that is the fact that I know that I'm still married to you.
That's
right. One of the other things I was thinking about is, how is it that I talked you into marrying me? Why don't you share that story with our listeners here before we get to know your history?
All right. Now, you know, it's interesting because Bradley and I are very opposite. I mean, you probably couldn't tell it by listening to us at all. But, you know, I grew up in the church. I was growing up in a as a pastor's daughter, he grew up, you know, a single parent household, totally worldly, you know, guy doing what he was doing. But somehow the Lord saw fit to bring us together. And it's interesting if you want to find out, for all you daughters of Liberty out there, how Bradley actually proposed to me now. This is very interesting because we were at the Mall of America. For those of you who live in Minnesota, you probably know what that is. But if you don't live in Minnesota, I'm sure you've heard of the Mall of America, largest mall in the United States.
Yep.
So we were there, oh, you know, probably about 16
I was there.
Years ago.
Yeah.
I said we. So
oh,
that
no,
would
oh,
include
yeah.
you
okay.
and me.
Okay.
Another thing, I'm just shining bright over here.
Okay.
But anyway, we were there and we were at the Underground Water World, they called it at the time, where you go look at fish and all these different things. And he said, well, you know, what do you want to do today? And I said, well, I want to go in and see this movie. And I told him what it was, and he said, okay. So we drove to the place that I picked out the movie theater, because it was the only place I really knew of by where my parents used to live. And we got there, and Bradley wanted to sit in the front. And it's like, well, I don't like sitting in the front, because, you know, your neck is kinked back. You know, it's like, oh, I'm going to get a big kink in my neck from sitting. But he wanted to go in the front, so we did. And then Bradley kept getting up and going out and getting up and going out. And it's like, well, what's the matter with him? Did he have too much pop to drink, or why does he keep going back and forth? And so the movie starts playing, and just a few minutes into it, it shut down. You know, sometimes movies have problems, there's issues or whatever.
Rare as hen's teeth.
Yeah, and Bradley's like, well, what's going on? And like, I don't know, we'll be fine, whatever. But he stands up, and he's like, what's going on? And it's like, sit down, it will be fine, you know? But then all of a sudden, I look behind me, and I heard this herd of people coming in the theater. And I looked behind me, and it was people that we knew and friends from church, and my parents were there, and it's like, okay. And all of a sudden, Bradley says, stands up in front of the entire movie theater, just regular people going to watch this movie, that I happened to pick out the very exact place that they called in ahead of time to make sure to get this all set up with, before I even knew it. And he said something like, I'd like to ask my future wife, and I don't know why I did this, but I just jumped up and I went to go meet him, and he proposed to me right there in front of regular people going to watch a movie in a time where it was like, wow, this is amazing.
Because it needed to be in a situation where you would never forget it as long as you live.
And I have never forgotten. And the cool thing is...
How could you? You were embarrassed.
I was... Well, I don't think
okay,
I remember because I was embarrassed.
Okay, you were honored first and then embarrassed.
That's right. I was honored. I don't know if I even was embarrassed. I don't know. It's just kind of cool. But the unique thing about it is I've been able to share that story with many, many girls across America, proving the point that you want a knight in shining armor rather than a jerk in a rusty tin.
See how that all comes back.
It all comes back. But it's such a good story. And for you men out there, you sons of liberty, maybe you're thinking about proposing to the woman that you've been courting, that you believe that God has ordained for you to marry, there's a great idea for you. And to show how divine it was, I happened to pick the exact spot that it was already set up for me to go to without him even knowing that that's exactly where I was going to pick. So very divine. There's lots of cool things around
the
our
Lord knows and, what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we got Charles from South Carolina.
Charles.
Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Stephanie, and hi, Bradley.
Hello, Charles.
Hello. That was so romantic.
I know.
I'm almost crying.
Did it touch the cackles of your heart?
the cackles? I don't know. My heart doesn't cackle, but it beats pretty hard sometimes. I was wondering, I'm not sure I got it straight. It was just by chance, Stephanie, that you wound up at that theater, even though you had it all planned out?
Yeah. So Bradley and he had a friend who already had called the theater ahead of time. It was a particular spot in Minnesota. And then he happened to ask me. He already had it set up. I didn't know he had it set up. He just asked, he said, well, where do you want to go? And I picked the very one that he already had it set up, because that's the one I knew of by growing up, you know, where my parents lived.
I guess you know, and, I've been to Mall of America a couple of times. When I used to write for EdWatch, you familiar with that?
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, we know those guys.
Yeah. I went there to meet everybody when I was their D.C. correspondent, and I went there to meet everybody. That's the most recent time I went there.
Wow.
That's some amusement park they have in there.
It's Minnesota's amusement park during the winter time.
When it's freezing cold outside and you got no place to go, it's a great place to take the kids.
Right on.
Well, I just ran into you. I found your station on Roku. I was looking for a Liberty University station, and I ran. They don't have one. I ran into yours, and then I saw that it was just radio. I tuned you in on my Wi-Fi radio, so yeah, you're available on both of those.
Cool.
And I hear you talking about being doers of the word, in essence, instead of hearers. And I wanted to let you know about a project that I've got going on, and I really could use some publicity and some help with it.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, you know how the NFL, if you happen to say anything even slightly critical of sodomy, or even if he's not critical, he, like Tony Dungy. I mean, he just didn't want the distraction, he said, if he were a coach. You know, you basically, you have the full force of the establishment thrown at you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go to sensitivity training, which I don't know if you know, but that is pure torture. Sensitivity training, and you get fined. You could lose your career.
It's illegal too, my friend. It's illegal, but go for it.
Yeah, the coach up there with the Vikings. I guess you're in Minnesota still.
Yeah.
But he was. They're trying to get it so he can't coach again at any level.
Yep. This is the tolerant homosexuals. Yeah.
And Don Jones, all he did was say tweet the word horrible. Well, I bet you. Of the 1,700 players on NFL rosters, that 1,699 of them agree that was horrible.
Yep.
Okay. And, that you're talking about Michael Sam slurking with his boy toy on national television during the day. Anyway, I don't see how the NFL can get away with this. If the fans of the NFL, and I'm talking 90% upwards, would speak up about this.
That's right.
I would like to see a player come out and say, look, I feel the same way as Don Jones, and I'm not going to apologize, and I'm not going to sensitive training, and if you want to put me out of the league, I'll take you to court. In the meantime, this is bigger than football.
That's right. Good for you.
But I have an article that was published last week on WorldNet Daily. You familiar with WND.com?
Yeah, I'm a commentator. I have been for the last 3 years.
You're on WND too?
Yep, every Thursday. Yep.
Can't miss the guy with the long hair. That's him.
Yeah.
What's your last name, Bradley?
Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean.
Yeah. All right. You're a rocker, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a rocker.
That's right.
Rocking the gates of hell, my brother.
Okay. I just cut in the middle. I didn't know exactly whom I was dealing with.
Oh, okay.
Listen,
we're good.
I have a petition up. It's having trouble getting off the ground, but it is linked to by my article. The name of the article is needed, colon, spokesman for free speech in the NFL. Spokesman singular, M-A-N.
Okay.
For free speech in the NFL. I really feel that if as many people that are fans of the NFL would sign this petition saying, look, until you restore free speech and freedom of religion to your players and other personnel, we are not going to watch your games. We're not going to buy your products, and we're not going to patronize your sponsors.
We agree 100%. Charles, really quick, I got to take a break. Chase is going to pick you up. I want to talk to you for just 1 second off of air, okay? Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you for the call from Charles, all the way from the East Coast and South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yep, we'll be right back after this break. I want to share something with you, friends, that'll blow you away.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest.
contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HP Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HP Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers. Free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HP Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Chase, do you want to go ahead and pull that page up? I just texted it over to you. I wanted to piggyback something our friend Charles from South Carolina just brought up concerning the NFL. Folks, that's the tolerant homosexual agenda, just so you understand what you're dealing with. See how they play the victim?
Yep.
What are they doing? They're perpetuating the crime. And what are their crimes? They don't want you to understand what they're really doing. They don't want you to take the cloak off of their covering. Now, what I do want to do is take the cloak off of their covering really quick. In a minute here, I'm going to play audio. And I got to get over to this, but what if Americans really knew their history? I want to talk about that really quick. Or actually, you need to know your history, okay? I'll put your feet back upon the rock, but I want to get to this really quick. And I, again, just piggybacking what Charles from South Carolina just brought up. Folks, did you know that what they're teaching in public schools? There's a book called Birds and Bees. Do you know that they're teaching kids how to commit the act, sexual act of, well, bondage? They're showing the kids how to use vibrators, how to use handcuffs, friends, in school textbooks.
Oh, my goodness.
Back in 1962, homosexuality, crimes against nature, all the way up until 1962, in public schools, they used to teach students to turn the homosexuals in to the authorities because they are mentally ill people. As a matter of fact, all the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness until the corrupt in government decided to take that away. Okay? Now what's happening? You're under attack by a radical homosexual agenda. Okay? And this is exactly what Charles was talking about. They're trying to shut up anybody that speaks out against the homosexual agenda. Why? I mean, does it have anything to do with what's going on in Washington, D.C.? Does it have anything to do with Barney Franks? Does it have anything to do with Kevin Jennings or Dan Savage, folks? Does it have anything to do with what's going on in the Pentagon, where 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America were busted downloading child pornography? Both heterosexual crimes and homosexual crimes. But going back to the homosexual agenda, friends, you can go online and find 2 to 3 crimes from teachers against the kids across the country. And for those that didn't know, the NEA has a homosexual caucus. That wasn't good enough. Now they have something called a drag queen caucus. Barack Hussein Obama appointed Kevin Jennings to Safe Schools Are, who wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education. Well, wait a second. Why are they attacking anybody that speaks out against them? Well, look to Canada. Remember homosexual marriage? Remember the first thing that the homosexuals did there, the radical homosexuals, was, well, they attacked the church once they finally got their way. The second thing they did was attack homeschoolers. The third thing they did, the radical homosexuals did, was the fact that they wanted to raise or lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old concerning males in that country. Why? I thought it has everything to do with homosexual marriage. No, it does not. It has everything in the world to demoralize you, to give power to tyranny, to add strength to tyranny, because if they can demoralize you, guess what? They can be your daddy. They can tell you what the deal is and what was attacking us. Said this. He said, if you want to know who means to rule over you, find out who you can't speak out against. Folks, don't ever shut your mouth. Don't ever shut your mouth. And just like what Charles said concerning what's going on in this country and the NFL, shut down the NFL then. Turn the TV off. Don't go to the games. You shouldn't be doing it anyways. Oh, this is beautiful. I did an article not too long ago, friends. You know why America's under attack today? The foreigners to the West are enemies to the West of the West. That would be us. You know what they say? They say that the Americans, their gods are sports. That's why they're attacking you. Now, how many times have I said, friends, that right behind the homosexual agenda is what? Sharia law. Yes, it is. It totally is. See, and friends, the homosexual communities are stupid enough on purpose to subject themselves to be used as a political battering ram when they don't realize they're being used to their own demise. Look at history. Anytime you spit against heaven, friends, you can rest assured you're going to fall on your own back. They're teaching kids. They're attacking the kids in public schools, friends. They're attacking the kids in public schools. This is why the state-run media nails me over and over and over. I'm sorry, promotes me over and over and over again. Because I'm not going to lower the law because they don't like it. And let me remind you, radical homosexuals and you lawless tyrants, I want to remind you that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterward live ungodly. If you want to play with the fire, rest assured you are going to be burned. Sooner or later.
And I want to say, too, for those of you that say, well,
that is tempting God.
That's right. For those of you that say, listen, well, I talk to my friends, and they'll say, what's wrong with two people loving each other? As Bradley just pointed out,
love.
It goes way beyond this. It goes to kids. It goes to pedophilia. It goes all this different stuff. But I want to say, for those of you that are having a hard time maybe talking to your friends about it, and you think, well, I really don't know all the facts and everything, we have a great DVD called To Spit Against Heaven. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, it's called To Spit Against Heaven. It takes the mask off the seemingly quote-unquote victim mentality of the homosexuals.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, and you've said it many times.
You can see the self-created hate crimes.
Oh, yeah. They like to pull your hair, smack your face, and then cry victim upon themselves when they're the one doing the attacking. They talk a lot about love and tolerance. They're the most intolerant individuals when you speak out against their sin before God.
I just got a Facebook post this morning. And I actually posted self-created hate crimes with a homosexual agenda. Friends, if this doesn't make you angry, nothing will. They're creating self-hate crimes for the very purpose of attacking anybody that doesn't agree with them. Did you hear what I said? They're creating self-hate crimes. Okay? They've been uncovered over and over and over and over again. Nothing they do is upright in any sense of the word. Okay? Matter of fact, to pull off one more mask concerning Kevin Jennings, his icon was Harry Hay. Harry Hay was the icon for an organization called North American Man Boy Love Association. Don't tell me what this is about, because I know what it's about. This is why they never talk to me. This is why they never do live interviews. They got to cut and paste their interviews with Bradley Dean by omitting the facts, because they don't want you to have the facts. But interestingly enough, Kevin Jennings' icon, Harry Hay, for the organization NAMBLA and North American Man Boy Love Association, they're known for walking up and down gay pride parades across the country saying and shouting out loud, sex before eight, before it's too late. Don't tell me what it's about, friends. I know what it's about. And I want to tell you what, them little people are trying to figure out why you're not shouting from the housetops what it is about. They're subjected to everything and protected from nothing.
Yep.
That's sick.
And that's such a great point.
Franklin, this individual named Franklin this morning said this to me. He said, why do you have so much hate in your heart? I said, why do you have so much stupidity in yours? I said, since when did hate tell the truth?
That's right.
That's what I said to him. You know what he said? He emails back, God bless. He must have understood his error.
Yeah. And you know, when you're going back, and even when you're talking about these things, we can spit them out so quickly, but if you just stop and ponder just a little bit, when you're talking about, you know, writing the forward to a book, you know, Obama's former safe school czar, Kevin Jennings, writing the forward to a book called Queering Elementary Education. We're talking about, for all you mothers out there and fathers out there, picture your five-year-old. Picture your six-year-old being indoctrinated with homosexual ideas. Oh, it's okay to have two daddies. It's okay to have two mommies. From the time they're 5 years old, they shouldn't be thinking about this.
Let's take another step. When those representatives swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and they're promulgating sexual perversion upon little kids.
Yep.
Does that not tell you who them people are?
Yep.
Does it not tell you the crimes that they are guilty of, that they want your little kids to be indoctrinated with handcuffs, vibrators, bondage, homosexual activity, having two daddies, having two mommies? These are the people that are ruling over you. And friends, I want you to remember this. These are not rulers in this country. They are representatives. They work for us. We don't work for them. But they got you believing that they rule the roost when in fact they don't. And I'm so thankful Charles just called in, because you just got my goat on that one.
Yeah.
The NFL is pushing this, and we've seen this, friends. Some of the sickest stuff coming out of the NFL, and them to align themselves with this? Are you kidding me? And furthermore, the American people, you're buying tickets to go watch a bunch of full-grown men in tights fight over a pig ball?
As you're losing your freedom?
As you're losing your freedom. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, friends. Wow. How long is that piece, Chase?
Yeah, we're talking...
Folks, really quick, we're going to play this piece for you. Listen to this. This just coincides with what I just got done sharing with you.
The birds and the bees left in a new health textbook for high school freshmen. NBC Bay Area's Marianne Favreau is live from the Fremont Unified School District office with why some parents are upset with the content of what's in these textbooks.
Jessica, they say that the book mentions vibrators and bondage and is inappropriate for 13 and 14-year-olds, which is why more than 100 parents have come here to the district office to check out the book for themselves.
This book is creating a lot of controversy in the Fremont Unified School District. In less than 3 weeks, 2,400 ninth graders will be using the textbook in their health classes. But already, more than 1,200 people have signed a petition to pull the book.
Amen.
The petition claims Your Health Today exposes even sexual bondage with handcuffs, and it is extremely inappropriate for 13 and 14-year-olds.
Can I see the health book?
Sure, let me grab it for you.
Becky Bruno has a 13-year-old son about to enter ninth grade. Today, she came into the district office to check the book out herself.
The information there is factual. There was nothing there that's going to make him go exploring more than that they have access to on their smartphones or the internet. So
we're just going to bring it to their school books.
That it was inappropriate.
The health teachers from all of the district's six high schools recommended the book to replace this one, which is 10 years old. The board approved it in June.
The teachers really said, what's the best up-to-date material? And this was their recommendation,
folks,
and I supported
just,
that
just hang on a second. This shows you how sick the education system
the
is.
Teachers.
And the federal government, friends, has no business. These people, friends, read the law. They need to be jailed. If I was to say the things that they're teaching your kids in a public school, I'd be thrown in jail. They're doing it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. I'm a son of liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day, and this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad tells the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
All right. Who is that report from, by the way, Chase? It's because they
NBC.
Started. Yep, they started
NBC.
This. They started to spin it as a positive, didn't they? But the teacher said, "Well, wait a second. Look at the facts: handcuffs, bondage, vibrators to little kids."
Are we saying pornographic?
No, wait a second.
Okay,
this is my
kids?
Point. No, wait a second. The point is, the teachers and the board approved it. Is that not telling
Very.
As to who they are and what they're about? Folks, here, wow. If I was to go into a public school, I've done 350 high schools, friends. If I was to go in there and say the things that the health teachers are telling the students
yep.
across the country, they say, I haven't seen it, friends, but this is what they're trying to spread. They're trying to normalize it like, you know, oh, well, you know, the kids should know better anyways, right? No, baloney. Or they already know. No, they don't. They want you to believe it is. The point is, if I said the things that they are teaching kids in public schools in that public school, I would be arrested.
You would.
No question about it.
Yep.
But someone's giving them permission to commit the crimes concerning kids in public schools. Folks. If I should be jailed for saying what they're teaching, they should be jailed all the more, should they not?
And like you said, what
and
does
those that
tell
are
you?
Behind these schemes.
And like you said, what does that tell you about the? They unanimously joined together on this. The teachers did. That tells you a lot about the teachers. Even the Fremont Unified School District Superintendent Jim Morris, he says those anatomy pieces of health education are required to be taught. really, it says, when is pornography required to be taught? It's part of a student's learning about their bodies. Yeah, it has nothing to do with
like
it.
Like they didn't know. And if they did, it's not your job to do it in the first place. Yeah, that's daddy and mommy.
And your health today. Even the front cover, you can see this at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. The front of the health book cover is two men with their arms around each other. What are they trying to push? What are they trying to promulgate?
Of course, of course.
It's amazing.
Well, let's just kind of heighten this up a little bit. So let's go to self-created hate crimes real quick. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said that the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Investigators were suspicious about the report because he had... because of the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Friends, did you know that later on, Elliot admitted to police that the injuries were self-inflicted? He was blaming innocent people, heterosexuals, for his crimes, friends. Can you say Elliot stepped in it? Yes, he did. Immediately after reporting this, I had to look up the word stupid in the Webster's 1828 dictionaries. And it defined out as very dull, insensible, and senseless. So, stupid, I say, not only because he carved fag on his forehead backwards, but because he acted as if his contrived crime would go unpunished before the God who sees all things. Hebrews 4:3.
Yeah.
True that. Considering that all crime is motivated by hate, oftentimes you have to examine the allegations of the supposed hate crime to make the distinction as to who is doing the hating. And it seems today that more often than not, those that are decrying hate are the ones that are actually perpetuating hate. See, because they intend through deceptive measures to create monsters out of those who don't agree with their lifestyle or political agenda and revert back to their carnal nature for distorted guidance, so in the end that they can become the victim. So maybe this can explain why the radical homosexuals revert back to organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center, a guide for any of these radicals that want to go ahead and kill those that don't agree with them. Oh, Bradley, you're way out there. Oh, am I? What happens when law enforcement looks a little deeper into these surfaced allegations and finds out that these alleged victims were actually the ones contriving and fabricating the crimes in the first place? So let's take a look in the mind of the distorted to see how far they are willing to go to further their agenda. I'll give you a couple examples and then we'll close it up. There's a famous contrived hate crime of Carrie Dunn at Claremont McKenna College. Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism. She shocked the audience by telling them that she had been the victim of a hate crime that very day. Well, how convenient. Or was it? Her car had been vandalized, its windows smashed, tires slashed, and profane anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. Now, the problem with her story was that two students saw her commit the crime herself. Dunn lost her job. She also went to prison for lying to federal investigators and for insurance fraud. She had claimed that she had lost $1,700 worth of the items, including a laptop computer. She said that was stolen by hate crime boogeymen. These items were later found in a closet in Dunn's home. And oh, by the way, she wasn't even Jewish. Now listen carefully, friends. This is what you need to hear. This puts a backbone to what I'm trying to say here. Deuteronomy 18:18-19 says, "And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness, and hath testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put evil away from among you." Of course! So what they mean to do to you, friends, you should deal with them lawfully, in such a fashion. In Douglas County, Colorado, a lesbian couple called the police after they allegedly found the words "kill the gay" scrawled in a red cross across their garage and a noose hanging from the front door. Pretty creative lesbians, aren't they? Perhaps the women didn't anticipate how seriously the issue would be treated because nearly 8 months later, with the full force of the FBI involved, authorities stated the women themselves were responsible for the acts. Of course they were. They were charged with both criminal mischief and false reporting. And one of the women, Amy Whitchurch, faced an additional charge of forgery. They both pled guilty to the charges. Folks, I'm just trying to share with you as to what you're dealing with. You are dealing with a backwards people that are at war with God.
No.
There's no question about it. If you'd like to see that article, by the way, Self-Created Hate Crimes, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the front page. Friends, if this doesn't make you mad, I don't know what will.
Yeah, and even the picture that goes along with it, it's hard to describe,
it's
but it's
sick.
it's like these full-grown men, they're wearing high, high heels, like women's underwear, walking around as if that's normal. You can see the perversion in it where the man wants to be like the woman and the woman wants to be like the man. That is not how God intended it. God created Adam, and he created Eve to become together to one, to produce and replenish the earth, be fruitful and multiply. And a great, I want to reiterate this too, a great DVD that we have available. Some of you are just said, well, listen, I haven't been able to articulate myself very well on this homosexual agenda. I don't really have a lot of information and facts. Here is a great way to get some information and some good facts is To Spit Against Heavens, our DVD. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can get that DVD, share it with your friends. It's a great way to get involved and get yourself educated so you can know how to combat someone who's saying, oh, it's just love and people love each other. You can see all the crimes behind it. Now, usually when we go into school, too, our two main issues that we always get hit on is the homosexual issue and the abortion issue. We've just come out with a brand new book here in the last few weeks called For the Children. That's our actual product of the week this week. For those of you monthly sponsors, which means your sons and daughters of Liberty who give on a monthly basis, you get 25% off our products of the week just by calling 1-866-233-0747. And the book For the Children is basically a thorough expose of the abortion industry, the deception behind it. So many times in schools, young people especially are not told what an abortion truly is. They're told it's a fetus, it's a clump of cells, it's a blob of tissue. When I think of the word fetus, I think alien. So we show them that it's a true baby, you know, all these, the parts of their body that are living and functioning and moving, you know, from 10 weeks and 11 weeks on. We go through the whole thing, and it really does, it's an eye-opener, it's a shocker, but it's the truth of what you need to see to get motivated and do something about the issue of abortion in this nation. So check out sonsoflibertyradio.com to find out more. And I also want to say, for those of you listening who say, listen, this is like my meat, spiritual food that I get every time I listen to you guys. I want to support what you're doing. We're not just saying this is a cliche thing. We literally cannot do what we do without the support of faithful people like you out there. And for those of you who are already sons and daughters of Liberty, thank you so much for being so active in wanting to take your nation back for Christ, for doing something about the problems that you see. We know you can get tiresome, you can get weary, but you know what? We need to press on because we know that we have a job to do. And thank God our founding forefathers thought we were worth it. Let's make sure that we preserve freedom and for our posterity and freedom, which is only found in Christ. But for those of you who'd like to donate, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button. It's right at the top in stars and stripes. You can't miss it. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, scroll down a little bit further. You can become a son or daughter of Liberty where you do things on a monthly basis financially to support who we are and what we do. We're turning talk radio into do radio, getting out there. And for those of you as well who would like to set up an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, we are
just
setting up.
Just got back from Atlanta.
That's right. We're in Georgia. We're setting up for September, October, November. Chase, how can they get a hold of us to be able to do events?
Well, go check out the affiliates page. It's got my email on there. But call into the office, leave your name, leave a phone number. We can get a hold of you, and we will get in touch to make that happen.
All right. So 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Ted Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, George Washington. And, of course, he got that from none other than the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.